There we go. It's Bob Dylan. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. Coming up Thursday, September 13th, there's an informal evening with the Minnesota Supreme Court. It's at Lincoln High School in Thief River Falls. One of the people that you'll be able to meet and hear speak is Northern Minnesota's own Supreme Court Justice Anne McKaig.
Justice McKaig, we just played Gotta Serve Somebody by Bob Dylan. What do you think of that song?
Well, Bob Dylan's a Minnesotan, so who can't like that song?
Anne McKaig is a descendant of the White Earth Nation. She grew up in Federal Dam. She was a lawyer, and she went on to become a family court judge for Hennepin County. And she's now a Minnesota State Supreme Court Justice. Thanks so much for talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Well, what's the idea to going to a place like Thief River Falls and meeting rural people who live there as the Supreme Court of Minnesota?
Well, the court's been doing these traveling arguments since 1995, and they started in Rochester, Minnesota, and we go throughout the state twice a year, and we try to move those arguments around. And I think particularly for myself and for the Chief Justice, who's from Plummer, Minnesota, Lori Gilday, we are extremely excited to be heading north because, as we all know, Minnesota is not just made up of the Twin Cities. It is the surrounding areas, and that includes northern Minnesota. So we're really excited to be heading to Thief River Falls.
So what's a traveling argument?
Well, we're actually taking a real case that we would have argued in the Twin Cities at the state Supreme Court, and we're actually arguing that case on stage at Thief River High School. The lawyers travel. They make their arguments just as they would if we were in the Twin Cities. And it gives the students an opportunity to actually see an argument, listen to how the court engages with the lawyers, listen to the questions that are posed and the arguments made. And then at the conclusion, we can't talk about the case, but the students ask a lot of great questions and we're able to actually interact with them.
When you were in high school, if you had seen this, would it have, I mean, did you know at that time you wanted to be a judge or a lawyer or anything? Or how would this have affected you, do you think?
You know, in ninth grade, I had decided I wanted to be a lawyer. And for me to be able to see something like this would have just been an amazing opportunity. Didn't have that opportunity. So I'm really excited that the court goes out and does this because I think you never know what interest we may spark in a student sitting in that audience to say, hey, A, maybe I want to be like one of the lawyers arguing, or better yet, maybe they think they want to be on the Minnesota Supreme Court.
Well, let's talk a little bit about being from a rural area. Like you said at the beginning, a lot of times people think of a place as only the city, as Minneapolis-St. Paul. So you represent that voice, or you bring that to the job you have at the Supreme Court. What do you think that adds to kind of the overall fairness and everything?
Well, you know, Minnesota is a very diverse state with diverse views, and there are very different life experiences. You know, I value my growing up in Federal Dam. I think the Chief Justice values her growing up in Plummer. And when you have that kind of a childhood and you can bring that view, it is a different view. And I think it gives our court a more well-rounded thought process, which results in better opinions because it's a diverse court and we're not missing voices that I think are extremely important.
Justice McKaig, we had attorney general candidates on not that long ago, and I asked the question, well, you know, what do you do? Because a lot of people don't know what an attorney general does, what the day-to-day stuff is. What is it like for you?
Well, it's a lot of reading. As I tell young people, I said, you better like your reading, because I would say that the cases range approximately about an average of 1,000 pages of reading, because you're reading the entire record. Now, we have law clerks to help us sift through that material, but it is a heightened level of reading. I think sometimes we think so hard that my brain hurts. And so there's a lot of that work that people see when we have the arguments in court. But there's also a lot of public outreach because we are the face of the court. We're the highest court in the state of Minnesota, the court of last resort. And I think we feel it is really incumbent upon us to be good ambassadors of the court. And so, for example, many of us go out and do public speeches. I think last year I did 54 public speeches across the state of Minnesota. So it does give a rare opportunity for us to go and see different parts of the state, which has been really enjoyable for myself and I know my colleagues as well.
Well, in court, they always talk about everybody's being backlogged. And you said you're the highest court or the last resort. Do you have lots of cases and are you guys backed up?
You know, we do have a lot of cases. I think we work really hard to not get too backed up. Unlike the district court, we don't have a timeline imposed upon us as far as getting out our opinions, but we're very mindful of the timelines because our decisions obviously have impact on real people. But coming from the district court, I cannot disagree that that's the emergency room of our judicial system. You know, they are working extremely hard. I think people don't even know how hard the district court judges are working. Many times they don't get breaks for the bathroom or for lunch or for anything, but they're just really committed public servants. And so our obligation is to try to continue that thread all the way through the appeal process.
We're talking with Minnesota State Supreme Court Justice Anne McHaig. She is getting ready for an event that's going on September 13th in Thief River Falls, where you get to see an informal arguments going on like you would at the Supreme Court. Before we go, are there people, one person maybe you might want to mention today with us that really were your mentor or kind of sparked this interest for you to have this kind of public service in your life?
Well, I would have to say two people. One is my mom, Cecilia Waddles McKay, who's from Bemidji. She is, you know, was a Fulbright scholar, and she's been a good public servant all of her life and continues to give back to northern Minnesota. And then Robert Blazer, who was the first Native American district court judge sworn in the Twin Cities, and he's from White Earth. He has a place over there. He's also a northerner. And he really inspired me to want to do better. So I'm thankful to all of those. Of course, there's many people that one can thank, but I just thank Northern Minnesota because I'm so proud to be from there, as is the chief. We're so excited. We hope that people will come to this community dinner. We want Northern Minnesota to be well represented so that the court is able to return in the future. So everybody come see us Thursday night, September 13th, for a nice meal at Lincoln High School in Thief River Falls.
Thanks so much for taking time for us today.
Thanks for putting us on the radio. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. If you want to know more about this event in Thief River Falls, you can call us at 800-662-5799. Now, tickets are free, but you have to get them by September 7th. If you go to prowlertickets.com, you can get the tickets or give us a call. We'll give you the phone number as well.